Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Eric Hoffer, The True Believer is a classic inquiry into why people join mass movements and how those movements gain momentum, loyalty, and power. Written with the directness of a self-taught longshoreman philosopher, the book examines patterns that show up across political, religious, and social crusades. Rather than treating any one ideology as uniquely virtuous or uniquely dangerous, Hoffer focuses on recurring human motives, frustration, fear, longing for certainty, and the desire to escape an unsatisfying self. He explores the emotional appeal of belonging, the intoxicating promise of a new world, and the ways leaders and institutions channel discontent into collective action. The result is not a history of specific movements, but a framework for recognizing the psychological and social conditions that make them possible. Readers often return to it because its observations feel portable across eras, from revolutions and sects to modern culture wars and online mobilization. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the psychology of the true believer. A central idea in The True Believer is that mass movements often attract people who feel a deep dissatisfaction with their lives and identities. Hoffer portrays the true believer less as a careful policy thinker, and more as someone seeking relief from personal uncertainty, resentment, or aimlessness. The attraction is psychological. A movement offers a ready-made identity, a clear set of enemies, and a simple explanation for complex problems. By absorbing the self into a cause, an individual can trade personal responsibility and ambiguity for certainty and belonging. Hoffer also emphasizes the role of intense emotional needs, including a craving for meaning, recognition, and discipline. When everyday life feels like failure or humiliation, a movement can reframe those feelings as evidence of being wronged by corrupt forces, turning private pain into public purpose. This perspective helps explain why people may cling to a cause even when evidence contradicts it, or when the cause demands sacrifice that seems irrational from the outside. The topic matters because it shifts attention from slogans to motivations, encouraging readers to ask what emotional promises a movement makes and why those promises can be more persuasive than facts. Secondly, conditions that fuel mass movements. Hoffer explores the social conditions that make mass movements likely to rise: rapid change, economic dislocation, status anxiety, and a widespread sense that the future is closing rather than opening. He argues that discontent alone is not enough. It becomes combustible when people feel trapped, unable to improve their lives through ordinary means. In such moments, the appeal of sweeping transformation grows. A movement can convert diffuse frustration into a focused narrative, often by identifying a clear villain and by promising a complete break from the present. Hoffer also notes that movements may draw energy from groups who feel left behind by modernization, as well as from ambitious people who see a movement as a ladder to power and importance. Another condition is the weakening of traditional anchors such as community institutions or stable work identities, which can intensify the hunger for belonging. Importantly, Hoffer treats these conditions as patterns rather than one-time triggers, which helps readers see why movements can erupt in very different contexts. The value of this topic is its diagnostic power. It invites readers to examine signals like polarized moral language, scapegoating, and utopian certainty as symptoms of broader insecurity and social strain. Thirdly, the role of doctrine, propaganda, and certainty. In Hoffer's view, the content of a movement doctrine can be less important than the emotional function it serves. A doctrine provides certainty, a shared language, and a sense of inevitability. It simplifies reality into a moral drama that divides the world into the pure and the corrupt, the faithful and the enemy. Hoffer pays attention to how slogans, rituals, and repeated claims can create cohesion, reducing independent judgment and rewarding conformity. Propaganda in this sense is not only about deception, it is also about reinforcing identity and sustaining momentum, especially when hardship or setbacks occur. The movement story must explain suffering as meaningful and present sacrifice as a badge of honor. Hoffer also considers how intolerance can be framed as virtue, since doubt threatens unity. From this angle, the persuasive power of a movement lies in its ability to replace uncertainty with absolute conviction and to make that conviction socially contagious. For modern readers, this topic connects easily to media ecosystems, algorithmic amplification, and the way communities can become sealed off from competing views. It encourages an analysis of how certainty is manufactured and maintained, and why simple narratives can outperform nuanced explanations. Fourthly, leadership types and movement dynamics. Hoffer distinguishes among different roles that shape a movement trajectory, including creators of ideas, activists who spread and enforce them, and practical leaders who translate fervor into organization. He is interested in how leaders manage the mix of devotion and discipline needed to keep followers aligned. A movement often depends on a leader or leadership class that can articulate grievances, offer a compelling vision, and direct anger outward. Yet Hoffer also suggests that movements can outgrow their original thinkers, becoming more rigid as they consolidate power and as organizational needs trump idealistic beginnings. Internal dynamics matter. Movements reward zeal, elevate those who demonstrate uncompromising loyalty, and frequently marginalize moderates who complicate the message. The interplay between opportunists seeking status and true believers seeking meaning can create a potent coalition, even if the motives differ. This topic helps readers recognize that movements are not merely spontaneous crowds, but evolving systems with incentives, hierarchies, and rivalries. It also clarifies why some movements fracture, radicalize, or institutionalize over time. Understanding leadership dynamics offers a way to assess whether a movement is likely to compromise, escalate conflict, or transform into a lasting structure. Lastly, from frustration to fanaticism and the dangers of collective identity, a recurring warning in The True Believer is how easily collective identity can slide into fanaticism. When a person merges the self with a cause, criticism of the movement feels like an attack on identity, dignity, and belonging. That fusion can justify extreme behavior, since moral limits are reframed as obstacles to a sacred mission. Hoffer highlights how scapegoating and dehumanization can become tools for cohesion, giving followers a shared target and relieving them of the burden of self-scrutiny. He also explores the paradox that movements promising liberation may end up demanding obedience and punishing individuality. The desire to escape a flawed self can produce a readiness to surrender freedom, complexity, and empathy. This topic has enduring relevance because it describes mechanisms that recur in different ideologies and eras: purity tests, enemy obsession, and the glorification of sacrifice. For readers, the benefit is practical as well as philosophical. It provides a lens for evaluating group pressures in politics, religion, workplaces, and online communities. By recognizing how identity fusion works, readers can better protect their independence, resist manipulative appeals, and engage in civic life without being consumed by absolutism. In conclusion, this book is best for readers interested in political psychology, sociology, history, and anyone trying to understand why movements gain passionate followers even when the costs are high. It is also valuable for leaders, educators, journalists, and citizens who want a clearer view of how belief, identity, and social pressures interact. The benefit to everyday life is increased discernment. You become better at spotting when a message is offering emotional relief rather than practical solutions, when unity is being purchased through scapegoating, and when certainty is being used to shut down thought. That insight can improve how you consume news, participate in communities, and manage disagreements without being pulled into all-or-nothing thinking. Compared to many similar books, The True Believer stands out for its portability across ideologies and time periods. It does not require specialized background knowledge, yet it offers a framework that can be applied to revolutions, cults, extremist politics, and modern online mobilization. Its concise, idea-driven structure makes it a strong purchase for readers who want a classic that supports repeated rereading and ongoing application rather than a trend-bound commentary. If you would like to support Eric Hoffer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.